Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Yahoo Sports, NFL reporter Frank Schwab joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. What's kickoff temp going to be like there, Frank?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's, I guess, a little chilly for Miami standards, but very warm for Denver standards where I live. So, but really nice day, a little breezy, very sunny. It was raining here pretty hard on Friday night, rained a lot yesterday, but that's cleared up. It looks like a beautiful day out.
Okay. Have you seen the condition of the field yet? I'm sure they had it covered, and it should be good. But if you tell me it's been raining for over 24 hours, I guess there's the possibility of slick going. Have you had a chance to see the field from your broadcast location?
I haven't yet. I was in the press box. Going to check it out as soon as I'm done with you guys. But it from the press box, it looked fine. I'm sure they took good care of it. The NFL wouldn't let them, you know, leave that thing uncovered 2 days before the Super Bowl.
All right. We have so many different storylines that we can tackle going into this game. Cutting to the chase, like from going from the back up forward, who's going to make the biggest story for themselves out of this game?
That's a good question. I think that the potential is for Andy Reid to make the biggest story, right? Like, he legitimately goes from kind of a borderline Hall of Fame case to a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the all-time great coaches, with just one win. Like, that's how much is on the line for him today, and that's been a story all week. I think that if, you know, I'm leaning towards San Francisco in this game, so I would say, you know, that it's always a quarterback with the most to gain, and for all the talk about, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't passed the ball, and they're a running team, and it doesn't matter. If he wins the Super Bowl, all of a sudden he kind of goes into that upper echelon of quarterbacks. This is how we do. That's any quarterback who wins a Super Bowl gets that huge bump up the rankings, whatever rankings you want to have. So I think that could be a huge story that, hey, the San Francisco 49ers acquired this guy from the New England Patriots, who basically gifted him to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. And here he is a couple years later winning a Super Bowl, and that thing completely paid off.
If you're leaning toward the 49ers, which a lot of people are, it is a true toss-up game as far as I'm concerned. And in taking everyone else's opinion, I think that that kind of verifies it, because half of the people I know are taking Kansas City, and half of the people I know pretty damn close to taking the 49ers. If you're leaning towards San Francisco, in as few words as possible, meaning one, if you can do it, and don't go longer than a sentence, why will San Francisco win the game?
Pass rush.
Okay.
That's it. I guess if you can rush four and get the Patrick Mahomes and disrupt him, you got a chance.
Do you think Bosa and crew are going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, their front four is so good. She's lying. The offensive line is good, too, and Patrick Mahomes is very good at getting rid of the ball. But, look, I think back to the 07 game, the Giants and Patriots, that great undefeated Patriots team. How did the Giants beat them? Hey, they got home with four, really threw off Tom Brady. I can see something similar happening today. This defensive line for San Francisco is legit. Really good. And, you know, Mahomes is great, don't get me wrong, but if you could flood seven in the coverage and you could still get home with four, it gives you a huge edge. And I think that that's going to be the biggest story of this game.
So see if you follow along with my logic here. Judging last win by the 49ers in the championship game against the Packers, they just dominated them on the ground. They built up a big lead. The Packers did absolutely zero first half offensively. They actually moved the ball, were effective in the second half offensively, but it was all underneath stuff. It was all quick hitter stuff. They probably, at least in homage, if not fear, of the 49er pass rush, got the ball out of Rodgers' hands as quick as humanly possible. And even though they did pile up a bunch of yards and a couple of scores, they were so far down they never really even had a chance. Does Kansas City fall prey to that? That if the rush is good, will they say, hey, we just need to respond, we'll let our wide receivers make plays? Or are they going to say, no, Patrick Mahomes is a five-second guy. Even if he's got a creative for himself with his own legs, that's when he's at his best. I don't care what the scoreboard says. I'm going to let Patrick Mahomes be Patrick Mahomes. How does Andy Reid handle it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to hit some deep stuff. That's a big part of their offense. You know, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, they're going to have to push the ball downfield, and like you kind of alluded to, it's tough when the pass rush is getting home real quick. It's kind of a conundrum for them. I think that Andy's going to have to draw some things to slow down the pass rush. I think early in this game, you're going to see a lot of screen passes. You're going to see a lot of draw plays, trying to just get those guys that get in their heads of, hey, you know, you can't just spin your ears back and rush your quarterback. We got something for you, and maybe that slows down the rush. But, yeah, I think, you know, for the Chiefs to win this game, they can't just do the underneath stuff. That's not going to work. That's not their game. That's not how they win games. And we're going to see if they can hold up the rush long enough for Mahomes to, you know, throw some of these beautiful deep balls he throws to some of his targets.
Chiefs have done it two playoff games in a row now. Fallen behind, rallied, eventually won the game. They can't do that today against the 49ers because the 49ers are better than either of the two AFC teams that they took out. How far behind can they fall back? Because Mahomes has shown that he can do it, but what would be the breaking point number if San Francisco gets up by X amount of points at X stage of the game? Sorry, Pat, I'm not believing you can do it a third time.
Yeah, anything above 14, even 14 is going to be a challenge because I think either of these teams falls behind, it gets a little difficult. But on the Chiefs side, if they fall behind, all of a sudden you're dealing with a 49ers defense that knows you're predictable on offense. They can get after you in the pass rush, and they're just going to run the ball. They're really, really good at it, and they won't have to worry about the passing game. If the 49ers fall behind, all of a sudden they're kind of playing left-handed a little bit. Jimmy Garoppolo is throwing a lot more than they want. And, you know, you could really get almost an avalanche of points with this Chiefs team. So I think neither team could really fall behind by that much. Even you get into that 14 range, Patrick Mahomes is a great, great quarterback, and I wouldn't count him out at any point. But I wouldn't feel very good about the Chiefs' chances if they're down 14 at some point, because that just kind of plays right into what the 49ers want to do.
All right, if you're leaning towards San Francisco, by a touchdown, more than a touchdown, or less than a touchdown?
Oh, less than a touchdown, probably even maybe less than a field goal. I think I picked 23-21. I think this is going to be a great game. I really do. Like, my 49ers pick is not a confident one. I think either of these teams can win. It's one of those classic, hey, you play this thing 100 times, it's probably going to be 50-50. This is a great Super Bowl matchup, great styles against each other. I don't see this being a blowout either way. The only way I can see it being a blowout is if the Chiefs get up big and, you know, I mean, that Jimmy's got to play a little out of his style. And you can see, look, the Chiefs can put up points on anybody. So that could happen, but I don't see it. I think regardless, we're going to see a game that comes down to the last seconds because they're just so well evenly matched.
All right, Frank, last one, and I threw this out there earlier to my audience because I have a strong feeling about this. Prop bet for today's game, Raheem Mostert's longest rush will be today above 15 yards or below 15 yards?
Yeah. Oh, I'd take above 15. I think that when we're looking at this game, if you're telling me that one of these units for either team totally let down and really got, you know, exposed a little bit, it's Chiefs defense. We all know that. And I think Raheem Mostert is on a roll. That team can block well. Yeah, so over 15 for sure.
All right, I'm going under. You and I are on. Next time I see you, Diet Coke for the winner.
I like it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, Frank. Enjoy the game. We look forward to reading you tomorrow.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.